This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
What about the fun that I have in this life? Does that fall under the things that are void of the mercy of Allah? And that's a big question, and it needs to be answered. So the reality of our existence is that it exists in the first place for the fulfillment of one divine purpose, and that is to worship Allah, that is to obey Allah. So when a child is young and we ask them, what do you want to be in the future? We want them to talk about what? Their profession, their future profession, their career. We want them to talk about their dreams of making money and wealth and success, as if this is the ultimate meaning of their existence and their life. You are created for something eternal. You are created for something that transcends time and space. The consequences of the purpose that you are created for live forever, for eternity. So you can't limit your life by dedicating it to something that dies the moment you leave this life. There is a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that people, or most of us, tend to misconstrue. The Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith, "Ad-dunya mal'una, mal'unun ma fiha, illa dhikrallahi wa ma walah." This worldly life and everything in it is kept away from the mercy of Allah, is void of the mercy of Allah. Mal'una, cursed. That's what cursed means in Islam, that it is void of Allah's mercy. Except the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah, the worship, the praise of Allah, and everything that feeds into it and aligns with it. And people say, how come, you know, other matters are void of the mercy of Allah? It's because the purpose. Allah created us to worship Him. He created the jinn to worship Him. Why are we here on earth? To worship Allah. What are we supposed to do with our life? Worship Allah. So what about our dreams? What about the beautiful memories? What about our competitions and other aspirations? What about our family life? What about my life in school, at work? What about my vacations? What about my hobbies and the things that I enjoy? What about the fun that I have in this life? Does that fall under the things that are void of the mercy of Allah? And that's a big question, and it needs to be answered. So the reality of our existence is that it exists in the first place for the fulfillment of one divine purpose, and that is to worship Allah. That is to obey Allah, to glorify Allah. And that means to love Allah, to seek Allah, to pursue the pleasure of Allah, to do the things that Allah loves, to avoid the things that Allah dislikes. That's why we're here on earth. That's our business. That's our job. And if we live in this life not conscious of this and not committed to this, and if our life is not a true reflection and commitment to this purpose, then it falls under the category that is void of the mercy of Allah. That's the seriousness of this issue. But most people get this wrong because of one main point. What is the meaning of worship? People think that their family life is not worship. They think their work is not worship. They think they're providing for their family and for their children and their dependents is not worship. They think that that being good with other people is not worship. They think that the suffering and the pain that they go through in this life, if they remain patient and resilient, they think this is not worship. And that's where the confusion comes in. This hadith talks about the overall direction of life, our purpose, what should be our focus. You know, when children are young, we all ask them, what do you want to be in the future? And here I want our middle age and older brothers and sisters to bear with me because I'm not talking to them today. I want to talk to our youth. I want to talk to our sons and daughters that we value so much. Today's khutbah is mainly addressed to them. You are created for a noble purpose. You are here on earth on a great mission. Greater than any mission you carry out on Call of Duty or Assassin's Creed or any of those popular video games. You have a mission of being a true hero that is greater than all of these delusional pursuits and environments and engagements that are designed to keep you small and insignificant. That's the reality of these distractions. So when a child is young and we ask them, what do you want to be in the future? We want them to talk about what? Their profession, their future profession, their career. We want them to talk about their dreams of making money and wealth and success. As if this is the ultimate meaning of their existence and their life. Yes. We will probably teach them the verse where Allah says that He created the jinn and mankind to worship Him. But that's on the side. Most of our emphasis, the message that we send to our kids, I want you to be better than your cousins. Better than the child of our neighbor. Better than your classmates. You should be the best. You should be the best doctor, the best engineer, the best lawyer, the best teacher, the best entrepreneur. I want you to be successful. I want you to help me raise my head high. You are successful. So you can deal with life. And you can handle life. For what? For what? So if someone is going to be successful, they're going to make a lot of money. They're going to buy a beautiful house. They're going to marry and have children and die. Then what? What's the point? There must be something bigger than that. And that's why we are created. This is why we are placed in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a noble mission. And it is something He Himself values. And that's to love Him. To seek Him. To search for Him. To live our life for Him. That's a life of meaning. That's a life of purpose. That's a life of virtue. That's a life of generosity and accomplishment and achievement. Your career, the success of your business, the success of your family, all of that, all of these are supposed to be building blocks in the journey that you are traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because without Allah, none of that has any value. You are created for something eternal. You are created for something that transcends time and space. The consequences of the purpose that you are created for live forever, for eternity. So you can't limit your life by dedicating it to something that dies the moment you leave this life. And there is no pursuit that transcends the limits of time and space but the worship of Allah alone, for which the heavens and the earth are created. There is no noble mission that you can give your life for But the worship of Allah, the love of Allah, and the good that it brings into your life and into the life of other people and in existence in general. The worship of Allah is not only staying at the masjid or the corner of the masjid and praying rak'ah after rak'ah, although this is a great part and a great dimension of our worship of Allah. But the worship of Allah is a way of life, is a unified direction that can pull the strings of your life and give them meaning and make them virtuous. And it builds a moral standard within you that will push you away from every evil, and you will see the darkness in it. And it will encourage you to engage with everything that is good and show you the light that is in it. You can transcend the petty life of serving yourself and your base desires and living a life, just a life of fulfillment of your carnal desires, to the life of fulfillment of something noble and transcendent. That's why we are here on this earth. This is what your family life means. This is what your success in your career means. And this is what it should mean. It never stands alone. Don't waste your life pursuing something that dies the moment you die. Pursue something beyond life.